And what Bonson does here in this chapter, chapter 8, is he's taking a look at specifically one type of worldview, and especially from his vantage point, is he's looking at how to critique kind of the atheistic worldview. So,
and actually, he calls this one the materialistic atheist.
Right.
So the atheist that says that only, physical objects exist, kind of.
Right. And so, atheism can be a broad term depending on, identification. If Hinduism or if Buddhism is technically atheistic in nature. And so that would be kind of looking back at our previous couple episodes that we did of breaking down a look at the worldview based on how different religions or worldview outlooks look at all of reality. And so here, as Tony was saying, that we're looking at this from a purely materialistic point of view, that all that is in the world is material things. And so the question is then, can one operate within that worldview system? So we're going to look at kind of two different aspects. Is it knowable? And then also, is it livable? And so here's where Bonson is kind of more well known. If you've interacted with presuppositionalists online or kind of authors that have stemmed from Bonson, these kind of three areas are what Bonson is known for, and it's what a lot of presuppositionalists really focus their argumentation on when confronting atheists. So that's what we're going to be doing of chapter 8, and we're probably going to split this into two different episodes because it is dealing with only all of reality. And so we're wanting to define our terms, and then obviously we're offering a critique. And again, what the critique from a presuppositional point of view is, there's always a kind of a two-step approach. Is one, it says, all right, let's grant you the fact that you are correct. Are you consistent in living within that worldview? And then hopefully the answer is no, because the Christian will want to believe that their worldview is the ultimate and doesn't not account for all material and immaterial things in the world, and then provide then the real answer. And that one would be the external critique. And so that's what presuppositionalism does. It offers kind of this kind of common ground area where you essentially say, okay, you want to live that way, fine. What do we get as a result of that? You say this is the case for science or physics or chemistry. Is that, and you say this is all there is. All that we can see is all that we know. Okay, can we operate that way? And do you honestly believe that, or are you inconsistent with what you claim to be saying? And so Bonson starts out this chapter 8 with, in previous chapter we surveyed the various kinds of worldviews that are available. He said, I told you that when you do an internal critique of these worldviews, you're going to be looking at the arbitrariness and inconsistencies. So now let's move on to an internal critique of material atheism. As we examine the problems that the atheist has in his worldview, you will see that from a philosophical standpoint, atheism has no credibility whatsoever. Big claims. All right.
Yeah. And so he says, some people want to know, how can we defend the Bible as the word of God or Christianity as a worldview? He tells us, that's the question. And he says that our apologetic is, and this is it, that unless Christianity is true, you can't prove anything at all. Is what he tells us. In other words, you can put it, he says, in a more sophisticated way, the Christian worldview is the transcendental precondition of intelligibility. How about that? Right? For a mouthful.
There's your philosophy words right there. Yes.
Transcendental precondition of intelligibility. So he kind of breaks this down for us. He says it is the precondition, right? What must be the case and what must be assumed to be the case for anything in human experience to be intelligible, right? So that's what he means by this idea of transcendental precondition of intelligibility. Mm. What must be the case or what must be seen for anything in human experience to be intelligent, for us to understand anything?
Right. And we did talk about TAG, as it's lovingly known, with Dr. Anderson, when we covered his book, Why Should I Believe Christianity? And so you can find those at cavetothecross.com. And in the middle of the page, you can click on the book, see all the different chapters that we did. We talked about TAG, and especially when he came on for the interview, that's kind of at least what we wanted to hone in on a lot, because he's a well articulate in the transcendental argument, and he does just a superb job in his writing on how important TAG is, and it's something that I don't think people tend to think about. You know, we talked about with materialism, it seems to be the easy one to go to, because you're always interacting with the material. But when you kind of think about, okay, well, you know, what is the universe, and what is it is expanding into, and what are all the necessary cases for why the universe is the way that it is? That's when you get into the my brain is hurting type ideas, and their TAG is kind of formulated on, and so he does just a really good job of kind of presenting the case for why Christianity is the best explanation in a transcendental argumentation. But the atheistic materialist says, well, Christianity is not true. There is no God. There's no soul. There's no afterlife. There's just this life. There is just matter. And even if those things exist, which I don't think that they do, then we can never interact with them. We can't know them. And so you can just throw all of that out. There's just all that there is just this. There's no spiritual reality. There is just the physical cosmos. And that's the hand that we're dealt, and we're just going to have to operate within that structure. And to build all these things like angels and demons, that does way too much work. You're overcomplicating the entire situation. You're just need to deal with the facts on the ground, which are the physical realities of all things, and that's it.
Right. So there's no need for, you know, all of this extra stuff. It's kind of like an argument from simplicity, or what they call parsimony, right? That if we can explain everything with the physical reality, then there's no need to add anything to our explanation or to reality at all.
Right.
So this is it's a simplistic approach is what they would argue. Right. Let's just deal with, you know, why add anything else if we can explain everything with the physical reality?
Right. Yep. So they would go on to say that if this were the case, you couldn't know that this is the case, and you couldn't prove anything at all. And so
that's Bonson's claim, right?
Right.
Yeah.
If materialism is all that there is, and that's it, well, then having this conversation right here, reading this book, thinking about things, applying one idea for another, and figuring out that where things meet up or touch intellectually, we need to stop doing that, because that's not what the world is able to give us. We're just adding our meat sacks are adding to the complication of this life, because we want to survive better. And the way to do that is not to be afraid of death or to think that that this is all there is, and we need to feel more special. I don't know how that would lead us to better survivability, but it seems to be the case for me, because that's all they am, and this is important to me. So either I'm the product of evolution that needs to pass away, or I will pass along those genes that will lead to a better offspring and better survivability. So definitely we're talking from an atheistic point of view here. And so so survivability is kind of key of what are the necessary outcomes are to go on to survive.
Right. Yeah.